Finally.
Oh.
All right. We made it. It took a minute.
You are now in the
hood. Oh, that didn't work. 1 second. Okay. Hold on. Now I've got to go to this other site and turn this recorder on. When it rains, man, it pours.
I'm telling you, how much time we got left? Because she said we only got 30 minutes.
20,
or something.
30 minutes? Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let me get this other recorder on. I've got to get to this site and turn this recorder on. The remote controls are not working. So now I have to do that all manually. Right. And
so I'm just going to talk to everybody. Evidently, Ray said there were some procedural changes, which has caused problems for Friday and today. But he's getting it worked out. So that's good.
Right. Man, we're firing this company. We're still here the first of the year. Okay, almost there. Let me get this site up so I can turn the recorder on.
Calvin, stop texting me.
Time.
I'm talking to Calvin. You keep texting me. All right. He's talking about you. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, he talked about Jesus Christ, too, didn't he?
Yep. There you go.
And still, too, to this day. So, all right, almost there. Now the servers want to act crazy. It's a Murphy Monday.
Oh, God.
And if I skip this, then we'll get complaints. There's no recording. There's no recording. Bear with us, folks. It's taking a second here. Hey, maybe I'll get a new computer for Christmas. Maybe that'll help fix some of these problems between the server and the site. Well, this thing is taking forever now. I guess I need another minute for it to kick in so we can turn the recorder on. Let me try it again. No, that's not working. Almost. Okay. It's coming through now, it looks like. What else can go wrong? Dare I ask?
Yeah, don't go down that road.
Now, this thing seems to be taking forever. Oh, there we are. I was just about to say.
The recording has started.
Okay. That's on. Now, let's get this one going. Oh, it's already on. So, no, we can't start without this, though.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. In the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, Christmas Eve Monday, December 24, 2018. Yours truly, Wayman98 here along with...
Good morning, TNT. Because it is December 24th. 2018. It's still morning on the West Coast. So we just really, guys, going to try and do a real short call. It's Christmas Eve. We know people are doing last-minute shopping. They got family, everything else. They probably want to spend time, too, rather than listen to us say, oh, we didn't happen today. So with that, before I get started, I need to say one thing real quick. Let me see here. Barbara, from Midway, Georgia, you sent me a Christmas card and a letter, and you asked for my phone number because you said Ray wouldn't give it to you, except you didn't give me a phone number to call you. So I don't know what you want me to do with that. But, dude, thank you.
Got maybe a bunch that's of Christmas why I wouldn't do it
yesterday. Give, she says she got your number, though, so she can call you, and then we do it that way. Just wanted to let them know I wasn't ignoring them. But thank you guys for all the Christmas cards, the gifts, and the packages. We appreciate that. On to the news. Ray, you want to do the blast real quick, or what you put out?
Sure. We did an update this morning. Some of you have seen it. This is starting from this morning, and it will work chronologically. Iraqi TV broadcasting a member from parliament stating that Iraq has entered a new phase of stability and security. The budget has been finalized with the second reading. The five remaining cabinet members have not been concluded yet. And that was this morning's update, and things have changed since then. So take it away. Sure.
All right. So we're going to go with the budget first. And I asked a couple of times, a couple of people, I'm just not really sure. They did a second reading, but I'm not sure they don't need a third one to try to find. And it hasn't been recorded in the Gazette or anything yet. So while they say it was finalized or official, we know it's really not until it's recorded. But it did pass for the second time. So we'll see what happens here as far as the budget, the rate, and everything else, which is what we needed. We're hearing that they're putting tariffs on everything effective the 1st of January. So they're going to tax everything with the new budget. Wonder how people are going to pay for it when they don't have any new money. All right, articles yesterday, today said they were going to vote all five ministers in during the session today, which of course they did not do. They did vote in three more of the ministers, though. Three more. They said they were going to vote in five. Then the article said four. They were going to do everything except for the interior. They did everything except for defense and interior. Next article says that they're going to try on voting those during the next session, which is supposed to be next Monday. You see how they're doing this a week at a time? Except for Mahdi came out and declared Monday a holiday. So next parliament session isn't scheduled until January the 8th. January the 8th is the next scheduled when they should vote for defense and integrity. If they don't do it next Monday, or just do it. So that's where they're at. They're down to the very last two. They did what we all assumed that they were trying to do, is push it into the first part of January. We were hoping that they didn't do that because they could have changed it at any moment, but it looks like what they did, if we truly need the ministers for the IRV to happen. Now, I mean, we don't need them. If that's what everybody wanted to see and make sure before they let it happen, it could still happen by the end of this year because that was the plan. But things are going just like they did last year and the year before. And the year before, they always had a plan to do it in December. They always had a date to do it in December. And it got delayed, delayed, delayed all the way till January. But this time, there's no reason for it not to go through. So we wait. Everything else is good. There's not a whole lot out there to talk about today. The banks aren't doing anything. Nobody's sitting on standby. Nobody's really excited because they think we're just going through. Now, I will tell you 2 days ago, I did get a phone call, and somebody told me that the dates were 8, 9, and 10 January, that they were looking at it finally going through an occurrence. It said 8, 9, and 10. Today, the article comes out and says the next session is the 8th. So, maybe they knew what they were talking about. Maybe they didn't, but I got it 2 days ago. 8, 9, 10 January is what we should be really looking at. I'm still hopeful. I mean, I'll look at that. I still know it could go at any moment because everything is done. I know they wanted the new budget to go in effect on January the 1st, which means the rate would have to change by then because the new budget is based on the new rate. It's based on oil being at $56 a barrel. And I know that's when they wanted things to go. So I'm not sticking with those dates yet. We'll see what happens in January. But other than that, guys, it is what it is. It's going to be a Merry Christmas for us. We know our time is being cut down regardless. And hopefully we'll get a Christmas surprise or a New Year's surprise, and this thing will be over with before then. But that's where we're at today. That's what they put out so far. That's what they're looking for in Iraq. Unless I get something else today, because I really didn't talk to anybody in Iraq this morning because I didn't really think we were doing a call. Me and Ray were kind of confused because we were going to do one. We weren't going to do one. Then I thought he was just going to blast out something, but here we are. All right?
Okay,
Ray, okay, let's do
it. Got a couple questions here. Is the government shutdown, including the UST, does this mean we can't RV until our government is up and running? That was Gypsy Joker.
No, they don't have to wait on us. I mean, the Treasury's still working. The banks are still working. It's just the, you know, federal government that's screwed up.
Okay. 2Q Cat says, on Sunday, Steve Mnuchin called the heads of the top six banks to ask about their liquidity. Any chance that was code for being ready with cash in the vaults for the RV process?
Well, about as much chance as that was about the markets crashing, the economy's crashing, and the people get scared and start running to the bank. We want to know, do you have the money to take care of it? The problem with it is he panicked the market even more just by doing that. So how'd that work out for him? Not too good. But as some of this isn't working out too good. But no, it wasn't code for the RV. It was code for the markets panicking and people start going to the bank. Are we ready for that? That should not occur. And I'm not telling you how that's going to occur. But it made people even more concerned because they're like, why would you do that? What is it you're not telling us? And I understand he doesn't know the business of government, and he was trying to check if this causes a run on the bank, do you guys have enough cash to stay open? The problem is with this administration is like everything gets out in the open. Everybody tells everything, and then it causes a secondary reaction. And here we're seeing the market crashing again today. All right, go ahead.
Earth Chow says, I tried to send money on the new link, but it doesn't work in Canada. Is there a different link for the Canadians? No, we don't have a different link for Canadians. The one or two Canadians that I've talked with have U.S. bank accounts, and they were able to use Cash App that way. And if you don't have access to a U.S. bank account so that you can sign up for Cash App, then you'll just have to continue to use snail mail, and then we'll get it eventually, one day, 1 week. 1 month.
It's fine. That's fine.
Not torn up and mutilated like some of them that I have received, torn in half. But anyway. Okay. Let's see. We'll get one or two questions in real quick. We were going to keep this call real short, down to like 30 minutes. So, let me see. 951 area code. What say you? 951 area code. You're on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
All right. Great, great, great. Hey, Tony, can you just tell me the last time you talked to your Iraqi CBI guy, Can you give us an update of what he said recently? I know you said you did talk to him today, but what is his take on everything? Is it still by the end of the year, or what can you inform us, please?
The last conversation I had with him, yes, it was by the end of the year, because they wanted to go into the new year with the budget intact and the new rate. So everything was done, completed. He thought we would see it, he said, in a couple of days, which, again, they still keep putting off the ministers. But he thought the ministers were going to be announced. He said the ministers are done. They have the names. Everybody knows who it is. They're just stringing this along for some reason. Which we said a while back, and they'll do a couple names, they'll do nothing, then they'll do a couple names. They want to string it out to the end of the month. So let's hope that's it. I know some people, like I said, have already been paid, and they had already gotten the higher rate this month already on their cards, and we explained that to you guys.
Right.
Curtis Dan, it already got started because it was supposed to be by the end of this month. The whole thing is supposed to be completed.
Okay.
So
that makes sense. I mean, with the budget and the rates, I mean, it does sound good. Obviously, you don't have any update on rates, right? I mean, anything on that, latest on that?
Nope. And,
nope.
And
okay.
Again, because we weren't
okay.
concerned, I mean, the rates are where they're at, I think we're just going to go with it.
Okay, thank you. 865.
Hi, Ray.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Speaking of contract rates, there had been a conversation on one of these calls about Tier 2 contract rates and if they were out there to go for them. Can you explain that just a little bit more for reference sake, and which currencies would be impacted by that?
Tier 2 contract rates?
Mm-hmm. And Ray,
I
don't
know
what
that is.
I don't either. That's
contract
why I
rates?
And I don't want to be putting anybody on the spot, Ray, but my notes said that you had said that to myself.
Oh, they said Ray said it?
No, that
That's
was
what my notes
tier
said.
Two contracts for investment purposes, not for exchanging.
Okay. I was
That's
listening
to this. That's a tier two contract investment.
Investment. Okay. Okay. So fine enough. That answers that question. And given that we're in the midst of holidays and the like, what kind of time frame for the next call, realistically, are you looking at? Are you wanting and planning to do one on Wednesday, or only if something has happened that would trigger it? You guys need a rest, as everyone does.
That's a good idea. We haven't given it any thought, because I thought today was rest day, but evidently not. Because
well,
we could
also
do
giving
one
you guys
on Friday.
The after Christmas sales days to go out and get your
yeah.
bargain.
Let me see. That's a good idea.
And I don't want everybody coming back at me saying we aren't having the call because 865 said that.
Oh,
but it was just really. I just
anyway, you know what
that.
We'll do? Yeah, because nothing's going to happen today. Nothing's going to happen tomorrow. It's Christmas. It's 3-day holiday in Iraq. 24th, 25th, 26th, and then the 30th, 31st, and the 1st. So they're not going to do anything during that time frame. I don't see it happening. But Ray will put it out. We'd like to do that. But it's a great idea. We're probably not going to have a lot of information for Wednesday anyway.
Or
but we'll post
a,
it out early in the morning so you guys will know. Okay.
Or the other suggestion, because we do love hearing your voices and the banter that's between the two of you, that you could do a short video, or, you know, audio rather, and have that posted, and we can be listening to that. You know, no questions taken or anything of that sort. So that's another option to put in the hat for
all
your
right.
That's not awesome.
Okay.
That's
okay.
not awesome.
Fine enough.
All
I
right.
talk to Ray 10 times a day already.
Bye.
I'm not going to record it. All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. We're racing the clock now, so you want to go ahead and give your closing statement?
Oh, we're done? Oh, okay. All right, guys.
Yes.
It's still good. They got the other three ministers out the way. We're waiting for two more. We know everything else is done. So enjoy your Christmas, your holiday with the family. That let them know you're not rich today. But it's surely coming. I mean, either next week at the end of December or the first part of January, we are going to get through it. It's going to be a different life. So enjoy your time with your family. That's what I'm going to do. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Life is great for all of us. Sorry it's such a short call. All right, Ray, close it out and let's go.
Oh, short and sweet, to the point. Gave them what they were looking for. I'm going to wrap up with this Christmas poem for you guys. "'Twas the night before RV. "'Twas the night before RV when all through the house not a creature was sleeping, not even my spouse. The dinar were laid on the table with care in hopes that the news soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of new cars danced in their heads. And Mama in her snuggie and I in my drawer had just settled our brains for a long currency war. When on the computer there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the couch to see what was the matter. Away to TNTSuperFantastic.com I typed with a clash, opening to the homepage to see the news flash. The glow of the screen on my laid-out dinar gave the vision of dreams I had held at afar. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a flashing notice that the RV was here. The government was seated, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be a trick. More rapid than eagles, they fell all in line. The IMF had told them, now is the time. Now Abadi, now Alawi, now Mahdi and Saad, on Shabibi, on Alak, on Ashur and Awad, to the top of the basket, to the top of the chart. Now revalue, revalue, the RV must start. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the top of the Forex charts they flew, with accounts full of dollars and new millionaires too. And then a twinkling, I heard on the tile, the prancing and dancing of my wife gone wild. As I drew in my head and was turning around, I heard my phone ring, such a startling sound. It was my neighbor who lives down the street. He is a wealth manager and asked, could we meet? A bundle of ideas he had in his mind of places my riches to put he could find. He sounded excited, but I had my plan set in my mind. His voice, how it lifted. He sounded so merry. His words were like candy, his attitude so cheery. He promised an exchange rate without a great spread. I feared if I trusted him, my dreams would be dead. The receiver of the phone he held tight in his hand, and I could hear his heart beating just like a band. I could imagine his broad face and a big round belly that shook when he spoke like a bowl full of jelly. He is chubby and plump like a fat little old elf, and I laughed when I thought about him in spite of myself. He asked me to call soon as he was going to bed. I thought to myself, I have nothing to dread. I put down the phone and went straight to work. I counted my money, then turned with a jerk. I felt a soft finger aside of my nose, and there stood my wife in an amorous pose. I sprang to my feet and let out a whistle, and away we flew to our room like the down of a thistle. The children surely heard me exclaim as we dove out of sight, happy RV to all. And to all, good night. Keep believing, folks. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Promise, darling.
is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
About your future.
Merry Christmas.